Federal prosecutors have opened an investigation into Port Authority Chairman David Sampson. He's a close ally of Governor Christie, who appointed Sampson to the bi-state agency. Both the Port Authority and members of the Christie administration have been the subject of broadening inquiries since Bridgegate, the political payback scandal in which access lanes to the George Washington Bridge were shut down in Fort Lee. Here to bring us up to speed on the latest turn of events is WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So what's the significance of David Sampson being the subject of a federal investigation?
Well, it's a pretty significant development. It means a couple of things. First of all, in the Bridgegate investigation, Christie quickly distanced himself from four former appointees who were involved in organizing the lane closures. But in the case of David Sampson, he's still working at the Port Authority. He's still the chairman, and Christie has staunchly defended him. This is also now a separate line of inquiry from Bridgegate. So we have federal prosecutors looking at Bridgegate. We have them looking at the alleged extortion of land in Hoboken. Sandy Aid in Hoboken, the alleged threat that the mayor of Hoboken wasn't going to get Sandy Aid unless she supported a land deal. And now we have them looking into David Sampson and his business dealings while he was the chairman of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
And what exactly is the U.S. Attorney in New Jersey looking into?
Well, obviously, we don't know all the specifics, but we have confirmed that the U.S. attorney is looking into whether Sampson took official actions in his role as Port Authority chair that benefited his private law firm. And we reported on a number of these. For example, we know that he voted for a $250 million overhaul of the Harrison Path Station, while at the same time representing to landowners who stood to benefit from that. We know that he pushed the takeover of the Atlantic City Airport while also representing the Atlantic City Airport. And we now understand that the U.S. attorney is looking into whether this may have violated some federal laws.
Now, Andrea, hasn't Sampson already been under investigation as part of Bridgegate?
Yeah, I mean, his name has turned up in the Bridgegate emails in very cryptic ways. For example, after the lanes were reopened, David Wildstein, the central Bridgegate figure, said that Sampson is retaliating in an email to Bill Baroni, who has also since resigned. Now, we don't know what that meant. Sampson is retaliating. We do know that there was an email some days later in which he attacked Pat Foy, the New York appointed executive director. It appears from those emails that Sampson did much of his business on the phone, not through email, not through text. So the U.S. attorney is going to be looking at that. But he hasn't been, at this point, implicated as an organizer in the way that David Wildstein, Bill Baroni, and some of the others were. So while his role is under scrutiny, we don't know what he did.
And what does this mean for Governor Christie that the inquiries keep broadening?
Well, it's not good news. Sampson is the very closest to Christie that we've gotten. He's a very close friend of the governor's, a close political ally. He's one of the few people that, for example, have traveled on national political trips to the Republican Governors Association, for example, where Christie is trying to establish a national campaign for the presidency, possibly in 2016. So they're very, very close. And this comes as close to Christie as the investigations have gotten so far.
And Andrea, you know, yesterday on WNYC, Governor Cuomo told Brian Lehrer, it's up to Governor Christie if David Sampson should resign from the Port Authority. Why do you think Cuomo says that when both he and Christie share control of the agency?
Well, there's always been a gentleman's agreement between the governors of New York and New Jersey that the governor of New Jersey appoints the chairman and the governor of New York appoints the executive director. They each appoint six board members. So what Cuomo has said is this is Christie's appointee. But what he's also signaling is this is Governor Christie's problem, not my problem. We've been hearing a lot of questions about Cuomo and his relative low profile on this, why we haven't heard more. But he does seem to be trying to sort of sit this out and let all the blowback come down on the other side of the Hudson.
Obviously, a story we're keeping a very close look on. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.